It's time for Caffeinated Comics, a lively discussion and debate on comics, film, television, and collectibles, all fueled by the magic of Frappuccinos. Caffeinated Comics is sponsored by Chimeras Comics. Chimeras is your one stop for comic books, graphic novels, hero clicks, Magic the Gathering, and more. Explore the fantastic at Chimeras Comics. And now, here's your hosts, John and Steven.
Thank you. This is Caffeinated Comics. I am your host, John Clark, and I am surrounded by Browns today.
Go Browns.
Go Browns. Brown's in the house.
First of all, with me as always is my co-host,
Stephen Brown.
And in the studio, Stephen, do you want to introduce other members of your...
Yes, we've got Lisa Brown in the studio.
Hello there, everybody.
And Tina Canfield.
Hey.
And the reason they're here today, other than we can't just keep asking Dave and Joe back to the table.
Other people have lives and we need to rotate the cast.
Yeah, this is actually like a fan... requested podcast. Was Tina said she wanted to do a best and worst costume podcast.
Yes.
And we said yes, and you're in it.
Yes. So, and the price of your idea is your participation.
Yeah, so Let that be on your head, listeners.
Come up
with a topic that we like. We can say no.
Yeah, you come up with a shit topic, we're not gonna put you on.
Yeah, that topic's where we go. Eh.
Yeah. I hear a lot of bad suggestions for topics.
Yeah,
I mean, this is a good one because it's so extensive.
I think so.
And I feel like we'll revisit this topic in the future because they're constantly coming out with different costumes for everybody.
Right. Yeah, it's always updated. Marvel Now just redid everybody's costume.
Pretty much.
52 redid everybody's costume. Yep. And we just set a ground rule before we started recording. We can talk about movie costumes.
Oh, God.
Yes, which we should get to because...
There's some pretty awful ones.
Yeah. You know, there's two schools of thought, I think, with the movie costumes. Is one is the direct translation you get with, like, the original Don or Superman movies, where it's like, that is the exact way it looked in the comics at the time. And then you go as far out as...
Bat nipples,
yeah.
And Halle Berry as Catwoman. Where it's like completely...
straps.
Yeah, basically.
That's a stripper.
Yeah.
Stripper Catwoman.
And she's got like...
And she's got stripper heels on.
She does.
Which,
because
she's fighting and her ankles. Which are completely functional if you're fighting crime, right?
Well, they're sharp.
Yeah, definitely.
You can stick it in somebody's neck.
That's, you know what they did? They did a JLA Year One, Mark Wade, because, you know, we can't talk about that guy enough. I'm going to eventually come up with something negative to say about Mark Wade, and I'm going to do it on this podcast.
And then he'll come on and yell at you.
I'll disagree with him. That's fine. But he did...
I have started two fights with Mark Wade.
And his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend, yes. Yeah.
But in JLA Year One, they did it where, like... Black Canary got replaced with Wonder Woman on the team, the original Justice League, and she's like standing next to Flash, and they just finished a fight, and she puts her like hand on Flash's shoulder, and she's like, hang on a second, I have to straighten out my boots, and she's like straightening out her boots, and he's like, you know, high heel boots are really kind of dumb to wear in a superhero fight, and she's like, oh, you don't say, and then she grabs his ear toggle things, and just goes like this, and totally just like twists his cowl around on his face, because it's like he's got these big wings on the side, and it's just like, oh,
and that's why I love her.
Point taken. Yeah, you know, it's just like
the Flash is not going to let a villain get that close to his head. True. He can move fast.
That's true.
I just finished the Lego Batman game, and they give you the Flash on the last level, and then all I could do is play Flash. And you know, when you go to the hub of a game, and you're not really playing the game anymore.
Yeah,
and you're like in Gotham City, and I just made the Flash run around.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was just running through, like, ambulances and stuff. I was getting no points. So I was getting nowhere in the game.
I'm when you run through the ambulance, do they explode into Lego pieces?
Some did, and then some he could run up walls, and he'd leave,
oh, that's awesome.
He'd leave, like, Speed Force streaks, but he's a little Lego guy.
Yeah.
That's adorable.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And that's a good point to get into, because we all agree, Flash and Captain America, goofy costumes that work really, really well.
I don't know if Flash has a goofy costume. I think
the head.
You just said he's got,
I think those are cool. I think, like, they're actually, like, functional, because one's got, like, the police scanner in it. I think the other has, like, a disaster radio or something. He's got, like, communication in the
Yeah, they weren't designed that way, though.
No. Well, they look cool.
And Fantino did not go, here's his police scanner.
Yeah.
And here's his radio to call for tacos. he's a lightning man. He has lightning on his head.
Here we go.
We were actually looking up lists of best and worst costumes, and the one that surprised me the most was the Flash. I'm like, every best of costume,
yeah, everybody,
Flash was number
the Flash.
One
the Golden Age or the Silver Age Flash.
So yeah
that I would, I,
well, the Golden Age Flash has the little hat,
the doughboy hat, which is no offense to who designed costume. That but that is a stupid costume.
No, but it's a sign of the times. If you go back,
that's what I'm saying. It's a sign of World War One.
Exactly.
Golden Age,
which was almost 100 years ago,
right? But I would say Golden Age costumes overall horrendous costumes. Green Lantern's original with the purple cape and the red shirt. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Terrible costume.
The high collar.
Although Flash's costumes suck. Hawkman's running around with like this really goofy...
Or the open mouth beak.
Or the one where he's wearing a wrestling... mask.
Like an early X-Men.
Yeah. Those are terrible costumes. But then...
Although you have to admit Superman and Batman designed in the Golden Age.
Yeah, but Superman's original costume is stupid. It's like he's... No,
it's the
really.
Same costume with just less of a style. No.
In the first couple issues, and it changed frequently in those first couple, they kept messing around with the S. He had like red straps for a boot. He didn't have like a boot. He had like just like red buckles.
And that ruins it for you?
It's just stupid.
You can't think of a building buckles? With straps on your boot?
I didn't say he couldn't use the superpowers. I'm just saying he looks silly doing it.
But a V-boot, that's...
That's a great look. Look at that thing. That looks awesome. That's a great boot.
I think the early costumes that worked were more from the comic strips, like the Phantom.
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. Dick Tracy, which is a whole other can of worms, too, because trench it's coats. The trench coats.
Yeah.
Trench coats are capes. I would give... Yeah, trench coats are like urban capes, and I give you trench coats up until...
Jubilee.
Gambit?
Yeah, maybe Gambit is like the last trench coat we should have seen in comics.
Jubilees needs to not be there because that's just an embarrassment to trench coats.
It's like a raincoat.
Well, yeah. I didn't realize this about Jubilee till much, much later. I think I was reading the X-Men Omnibus with her first appearance, and I was like, oh, she's just Robin. She has a yellow coat for a cape, and she has a red shirt and green pants. It's like, and those early issues, she's only teamed up with Wolverine.
Yep.
So the whole idea is like, what if Wolverine was Batman and he had a Robin? Yeah. I'm like, that's the only reason
for
her to have that.
Who shoots fireworks out of her hands.
Yeah, and now she's a vampire.
Is she really?
I think they did away with that.
That's did they?
Terrible.
I can't see that.
Brian Wood did that new X-Men book where it's like all... It should be called X-Women because it's an all-female X-Men team, which is awesome.
That's a good title, too.
It should be. And it's like two issues in. I don't think she has vampire powers anymore because she's carrying around like a little baby. That'd be carrying like chicken nuggets. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Maybe
like,
she's drinking the baby.
Maybe. I mean, I haven't showed her drinking baby.
I need some power for this fight.
Let me snack on this infant here.
Nobody noticed it. They just think she's a teenage mother. Yeah. She's like, you know, you always
because she's like perpetually always a teenager.
And everybody wants to eat a baby.
She's just a poorly designed
baby. You pick up a baby and you're
around.
Just like, oh, look at you.
You
don't,
baby.
You don't use your teeth. Nobody can see your teeth. She's just like, oh, look at this baby.
Yeah.
Baby gets all old.
Puts it back like a little prune.
Yes. It looks like Aunt May. It's like an 18-inch Aunt May. It's like a mini-me Aunt May.
That's disgusting.
And she puts it back in the baby urn and it fills back up.
That's a terrifying image.
It is a little horrifying. Yeah. So terrifying. Back to costumes that aren't horrifying but cool. So Flash is always on probably like easily the top five lists.
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He was number one actually in a lot of them, which really surprised me. You would think it'd be like Superman or Batman or Captain America.
More the iconic ones.
Right, yeah. But it was numerous
I think
lists
he's got it because it was like there really wasn't anything quite like that when it came out.
And they haven't changed it much. In the 90s they gave him the Batman eyes and they gave him the kind of metallic red and the V-belt.
Yeah.
But that's not much. In New 52 they just gave him like speed lines on it.
Yeah. Which is
they really haven't touched it.
Right, and I think that's what makes a good costume. It has to match the identity of the character. There's some costumes out there that are just, this is stupid, the character's stupid, it's not well-developed, versus the Flash, where it's perfect. It's, you know, very streamlined. It communicates
fast.
His powers and what he is.
Yeah.
It's very bright because, well, I grew up with, like, Wally, and he's just a happy, kind-of-go-lucky character. You know, same with, like, Nightwing. I prefer the light blue because I think that's more who Dick is as a person.
But not the George Perez light blue.
No, dear God. No.
Not the Dracula color.
Not Disco Nightwing.
We would say Disco Suit Nightwing is not a good costume.
No.
Disco as great as George Perez is,
that's
sometimes
why I kind of forgive it because
designs.
It's George Perez and this guy's like, ugh. I love that guy so much because he's such a fan. And it's just like, I'll give you that one, George.
Whenever I see that Nightwing costume, all I hear in my head is Saturday Night Fever, just staying alive. All I hear.
He kept that for like 10 years.
That's what I'm saying. Is
if you read Nightfall,
he's in that suit.
They take the collar out and they give him a ponytail.
Yeah.
Oh, the ponytail.
And it's not until
awful,
he gets his own series that
remember
they go
how many
with the
superheroes
were
running around with ponytails?
In the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone
had ponytails.
Johnny Blaze
had
one.
Superman had one.
And Gambit's in a head sock, so when he's in his superhero costume, he has no long hair at all. He looks like he just has a mop top on top. But when he takes it out, he's got a long ponytail.
Luscious hair.
And I would say Gambit's actually not a terrible costume, but it's
like
a very big reflection at times. I would say the X-Men...
I never liked his pink and purple armor, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's weird.
I'm good with the head sock and the trench coat.
Sure.
Yeah.
The pink and purple armor is...
It's a little weird. But I would say, like, up until, like, maybe the mid-80s, the X-Men were, like, the best-dressed superheroes around. Because you had the original uniforms with the blue and yellow, which was cool because they were, like, school combat uniforms. Then everyone graduates, gets their own uniforms, which are all awesome. Then when they did giant size, they did the international theme. Colossus looks awesome. Sunfire looks awesome. Banshee looks great. Nightcrawler's got a great costume. Storm's one of the best costumes.
They all have this kind of V motif.
Yeah.
Like Colossus and Nightcrawler are basically wearing the same costume, collar points that come down. And then Wolverine, when he changes to the brown uniform, he's basically got the same V design going on.
I was not a fan of the brown costume on Wolverine.
I like the brown
costume. That's my favorite Wolverine costume.
It's darker. It's tougher. He looks like somebody that could hide better than
when he's yelling,
Tiger Stripe.
I don't mind yellow and blue. It's like a color scheme. But when you're wearing that much yellow, it's like should be inverted. Mm-hmm. All his yellow should be blue and all his blue should be yellow. More like Cyclops.
Yeah, I was surprised when Jim Lee brought it back. I was like, really? We're going back to this? Because I had always grown up with the brown.
Yeah. But then, like, you get to the 80s, then, like, Storm's rocking that awesome mohawk. She's got, like, a leather jacket. Right, yes.
They went punk in the late 80s.
And that's awesome. I'm all on board. What I hate is, like, and then
Colossus goes topless.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And he was, like, wearing, like, a weird Russian thing for a while.
He was wearing a Wrath of Khan uniform for a little bit.
Yeah.
The vest with, like, the clasp.
Yep.
That was weird.
But then you get to the 90s, and then it's, like, pouches everywhere.
And Jim Lee.
Everyone's in armor and shoulder pads, and it's, like, that to me is, like, the death of good costume design. Is like the 90s because it's like everything just got thrown out the window. It's just like fuck it, let's just do more and more shit. What happened to like less is more? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, and it's easier to draw. It's funny. I was just thinking of you today on Ultimate Spider-Man today. I don't know when we're gonna post this, so it's probably a long time ago. Deadpool was on Ultimate Spider-Man.
Oh, and the cartoon.
Yeah, he's making fun of his costume, and he's like, "Your costume's just ripped off of me. You got red, you got black and white eyes." He's like, "Oh, you got these little webs." He goes, "You know what you need? You need pouches."
Yeah,
like, he grabs his belt. He goes, "You need more pouches."
Right, everyone needs them.
Yep.
Well, it's like even,
but you never carry anything in them. There was never one panel of anybody reaching into one like a Batman shield belt, going, "Oh, thank God, I have this air breather."
Batman has over the years, but
Batman's the only one who uses his pouches.
That's what I'm saying. I'll give you Batman, because he's just a regular dude who needs to carry all that shit.
I've seen Batgirl use stuff out of her pocket.
Okay, well, any of the Bat family.
The Bat family
Because
does.
They all carry, like,
but have you ever seen Cyclops reach into that wide
pocket? No, 50 pouches. What's he carrying? All his extra sunglasses? Like, he doesn't use weapons.
Credit cards,
sunglasses.
The keys of the Blackbird.
Some gum. Maybe Orbitz to freshen up his breath. I think
before iPods.
I mean, it's fine. You know.
But that to me is a terrible costume. It's like, they took a really cool... Who did that? Dave Cockrum did the original Cyclops with, like, the full mask.
Well, I think that goes back to the Silver Age when they got their own costumes.
The blue and white one?
Because they basically...
Just the dark blue with like the yellow chunks and the buckaroo boots.
Wears that in the Silver Age, but they just changed his visor from like that long, thin telescope visor to like the more form-fitting eye visor. Only change in giant size X-Men.
Pouches all over the place, and then fucking... His hair's hanging out, which is what?
I like his hair hanging out. I think it's like dynamic.
He has a ring of pouches around his hip. Like around his like thigh.
I remember that,
What's that for?
No, they're not even pouches. They're just straps.
It's just straps.
They're just there to keep his pants from flying around.
It's just like garters at prom.
It doesn't make
any
sense.
You just wear it as a fashion accessory. It doesn't serve a purpose. It's just fashion.
Although speaking of X-Men, you and I disagree where I hate the original X-Factor costumes.
Yeah, that's when you were talking about where like Cyclops got like the white.
It's just a giant X.
I thought that was a great
look.
I
liked that.
I hate it.
I liked Cyclops.
You know who did a great costume in the 80s too? Simonson redesigned Archangel when he got the metal wings and like that purple.
Yeah,
that's a
good
grid.
I like that.
That's
one.
A great look.
It's a very Simonson costume. Like, with all these long thin lines wrapping around him.
And then like from like the legs down, it's just like all blue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was a great look, too.
That was a cool look. It was a great story.
That's what I'm saying. X-Men, man, like, Neil Adams' Havoc costume was all black with, like, those fins on his head. Great costume.
Well, and the whole thing about his costume, it's not even his costume. He just wears a black suit, but then the circles come out when he uses his power, and that's such an integral part of the design.
Yeah, that's a brilliant, brilliant, like, that's a great look in costumes. That's what I'm saying. Like, X-Men were super fashionable up until, like, the 90s when they're like, pouches everywhere.
Right.
And then shoulder pads because Cable, you know.
Cable, yeah.
And metal arms.
Yep.
And a lot of neon colors so everybody can see you.
Yes. And Bishop with his Jerry Curl mullet.
Yes. Yeah.
So I think less is usually more. Mm-hmm. Simpler the better because you got to think. Mm-hmm. And I always kind of think from like, it's like when Jim Lee redesigned all the DC superheroes with this like, everyone's gonna have lines and it's back to the 90s and shit and Arsenal's running around with a baseball hat or whatever. Somebody's got to draw that a lot of times to make that book come out monthly. So how much harder is it to draw instead of the original Flash costume? Now you have to draw the original Flash costume with all these fucking lines all over it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have to figure out where those lines go depending on what angle you're like shooting him at. You know what I mean? So it's like how much more work is it to do all that extra unnecessary crap when it's like,
right.
And I'd say like Spider-Man was pretty complicated with all the webs and stuff.
And I'm one of those, I'm one of those people. I think the black costume's way better than the red and blue.
See, I disagree.
Really?
Because I think the black gets away from who Spider-Man is.
He's a spider. He's black and he's sleek and he's fast and
he doesn't look comedic in the
black.
And he's funny and he's charming and he's bright and he's supposed to be. The whole design for him was so that every American boy could relate to him because Stan Lee made him a teenager.
And that's what I really like about the Spider-Man costume too, which is different than like Superman or Batman. It's completely covered. So mm-hmm. Spider-Man right. could be anybody. He could be black. It could be white. He could be Hispanic. You know what I'm saying? It's like anyone could be Spider-Man.
One of my favorite jokes when Dan Slott was writing She-Hulk.
Yeah.
And Spider-Man sues J. Jonah Jameson for defamation of character.
Right. Oh, yeah.
And She-Hulk defending him. And she goes, Spider-Man's on the stand. She goes, why do you think J. Jonah Jameson hates you? Because I'm black. Yeah. he doesn't know.
Yeah.
Which is awesome. I think the black costume is really cool. It's very dynamic, but it's just not Peter.
See, I think it still is. I think you have the big eyes that are very expressive, so I think he still I think it's not that keeps it from being scary. I think the silhouette I've heard artists say the silhouette's the most important thing. If you can recognize the character in silhouette.
Yeah.
Then okay. you're staying true to it. Batman, you always know what Batman is. Yeah. He always has the pointy ears and the flowing cape.
Right.
You know, Superman is always big-chested with the shorter cape and the spit curl.
Right. See, I think when I think of Spider-Man, I just think, oh, your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. And I think the red and blue is more of your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man, whereas the black's more...
It's like badass Spider-Man.
Exactly. It's badass Spider-Man.
So if he's going through a bout of depression, because that's what he has...
Because someone died.
Right, because he kills everybody.
Right.
Then I think that works.
Yeah, definitely.
So if you're doing a darker story arc.
Yeah, yeah, and when they brought it back because like Aunt May and
they did that back
shot right after Civil War. Yeah.
So I don't mind him kind of pulling it out every once in a while using because it is a cool design, but it's like, I just think that red and blue, I'm surprised that's not more, it's usually in the top 10, I'd say, but it's like, that's another one where if you look at that design for that suit, it's so just like... the you know the red pattern and then to do webs just on the red but not on the blue it's like that's very, really
intricate it's yeah really really intricate
and yeah that's and it's so iconic that I can understand why you can't change it forever
yeah right. you yeah. always kind of go back to it
because when the black costume happened it was only supposed to be that storyline where he had the symbiote which was about six issues
yeah
but it was so popular
he made it up
that he popular. Just yeah he just stitched another one right. and started wearing a cloth version. I remember my very first convention I ever went to. It was in the mid-80s, and it was at that time where he was switching back and forth depending on what the artist wanted to draw, where he'd be on the red and blue one month, he'd be in the black the other month, and he said, and one of the Marvel editors said, said, okay, we're getting rid of the red suit forever, and half the room went yay, and half the room went boo.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is why we keep changing the costume.
This is why it's different every month.
He's like, we don't know what you want.
Yeah.
But Yeah, so I understand that the red and blue is more iconic. I mean, it's something everyone's growing up with.
Yeah.
He had such an impact as soon as he came out in the 60s that it wasn't even like Batman where it took 20 years before him became that
to
popular.
To find an iconic look.
No, he had it immediately, so you can't drift that far. And the fact once they created Venom, they were like, well, we have that look for a villain.
They have an excuse to always use it then.
And it's a very popular villain that we're going to use over and over again.
Right.
But I would have loved it if he stayed in that uniform. It's not dated.
Wear it for a while, but yeah, it's not like Nightwing's thing where it's like very much of the times.
Yeah.
That black costume will be fashionable forever. Right. It'll never it's so iconic, you know. It's gonna be a good like go-to.
Yeah,
you know?
I think it's one of the most successful radical redesigns of a character.
So it's like a thing now too. If you're like a superhero and you wear bright colors, you'll go through a phase where you wear a darker uniform. Mm-hmm. They did it in Invincible.
Right.
Usually wears a yellow, black, and blue costume, then switch to just the blue and blue. Black,
yeah.
And it was a darker version because he was in a darker place. And it's, you know, it's kind of, it's just like a new thing now. It's like, yeah,
it's a superhero. Trope.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's something for the hero to go through is the costume change that's very much different than his original uniform.
Yeah.
You know, and that's never a bad idea. But it's like, I don't know. I think for the most part, costumes in the 90s were terrible. But I do like,
it was a guilty pleasure.
They were. Kyle Rayner's crab mask.
No, the worst.
That's a great. No, that's a great mask.
Not only is the crab mask great, but the elbow pads and the knee pads are great.
And the wraparound graphic design thing.
Yeah, it starts like halfway through his chest and goes halfway through his back. I love that costume.
I think that's a great
and
costume.
And his David Duchovny X-Files season 5.
Yeah.
I love that costume.
I think that's and it's totally a guilty pleasure because it's very, very 90s. He's got like the high boots.
But as we said before,
like armor.
DC
gauntlets.
Was a little more restrained in the 90s. They didn't go as crazy as Marvel.
No, and that's something you can kind of tell. You know, they did do like Superman's electric bullshit where it's like, oh, now Superman has electric superpowers.
That is actually on the list of worst costumes. It pops up terrible. Over
Well, he's got a Gambit head sock.
Yeah, it's a terrible
and this, you know what I want? I once read all those issues. It still doesn't make sense.
Yeah. And then he was number two. It was like blue Superman and red Superman.
I think he split into two because he was made out of energy. Which was a containment suit. Which,
comic
again,
books.
No sense. Yes. And then, like, he had so much energy that he fought a villain who split him in two. And the red one was kind of bad. And the blue one was kind of good. And it was definitely DC's attempt to try to recapture the Death of Superman sales for Superman.
Yeah. What other crazy shit can we do?
That was just a whole era of experimentation. Because after he died, they came back and they had all these different interpretations of Superman and his costumes.
Yeah.
And most of those lasted. Steel and Superboy.
The Cyborg looks good.
Right.
Steel looks good. I even like Superboy. The only thing I don't like is those stupid glasses. Those like round John Lennon glasses.
Yeah.
Aren't cool past the death of John Lennon.
Right.
And then I like the jacket if it didn't have the S on the back. It should have just been a regular leather jacket, and that haircut was stupid.
No,
but it was a sign of the times, though.
It was.
And I think it was cooler than him just walking around with like a very short haircut and a black t-shirt and jeans.
And they did try to incorporate the spit curl.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he did because it was cool. He had like the blue with the S and then like it was like black on top and then like red pants.
Red pants.
With, I think black boots or something.
And he also had thigh straps.
Which that was another thing I'd get rid of.
Yellow. Yeah.
But it's like it's not a bad costume. In fact, what's his name? Everyone's like, oh, Flash. Flash has got a great costume. We love Flash. But like Kid Flash with the yellow, with the black.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
Oh, I think that's a great look.
I think
because he's a sidekick and it's a little kid, it's okay to be a little bit more outlandish, a little bit more colorful and use like
but
a bit more yellow.
But they gave it to Bart Allen before the DC nuked their own continuity. And then they did a future story with the Teen Titans where they had him in like a combination of that and the Flash costume where it's like he had the full hood.
Mm-hmm.
And then like the yellow with the red, it looked great. I thought it was a great look.
See, that to me is Reverse Flash.
Yeah, it's all yellow, it's
two Reverse Flash. But who runs around all yellow?
A crazy Reverse Flash.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
But shouldn't he be like...
he's so crazy that he's in the 30th century. Barry Allen will never bother him.
Right.
It's like if you kept saying, I'm going to go fuck with Lincoln. he's coming back and punching Lincoln in the face. Fuck you, Lincoln! Fuck you! And then you just disappear in the time machine.
No impact on my life.
He's like, what the hell? I'm trying to stop a war.
Who is that little curly-haired motherfucker?
Every now and then he's on his way to the bathroom and you're just in there going, fuck you, Lincoln! And hit him with a bat and run away.
Right.
That is crazy.
That's Reverse Flash. But, like, he's Reverse Flash, so shouldn't he be, like, a really slow old woman?
That's what I think of when I hear.
So Aunt May is Reverse Flash.
Yes. I think Aunt May is a better Reverse Flash.
Throwing wheat cakes at you.
Yeah, he shouldn't have super speed.
Now, Aunt May, that's a kick-ass costume.
Totally. And Alfred. Alfred has the best costume.
Look. Never takes off his tuxedo.
Never.
He lives alone with a man who's not there.
I just read the one where it's Iron Man and he's drinking because he's, you know, an alcoholic.
Oh, you're up to demon in a bottle,
Jarvis resigns.
Yep.
Jarvis shows up at Stark Tower to give him, like, his letter of resignation dressed in his butler uniform.
Yep.
It's like, you have other clothes.
But
you're
sure
a grown man. Yes, you do. You have other clothes.
Like, as if he would take another job as a librarian after that. He's like, well, I was a butler. I'll work in his library. He's still in a tuxedo. With the tails.
The only thing he probably does own is one of those old school, like, nightgowns that men used to wear. That like came down to mid cap. That's his other hat.
Yeah.
With the cap.
Like a Dickens novel. Nightcap. Did nightcaps keep anybody warm? It was like this giant dunce cap.
What is that for?
What's the purpose? Because I'm pretty sure during the
fashionable
night you're moving and you're rolling over. It's going to come off your head. So what?
You're basically just putting the pillowcase on your head. Were there no pillowcases back then?
Maybe not. Bad fashion, though.
So eventually somebody went, I'm just going to put the nightcap around the pillow. Look at that. So I don't have to wear a hat to bed.
How brilliant is that?
You know what was really surprising? Because we were looking at villains' costumes as well, because I thought of Reverse Flash. I'm like, oh, that's so cool, because they took literally opposite of, you know, Flash and he's, like you said, he's crazy. He's in bright yellow. The one that didn't show up on the list was Joker. Nobody mentioned
any of the Joker's.
Joker is like reverse Alfred.
Oh, yes. My God.
Because he's dressed like a crazy
Mind
butler.
Mind blown.
It's the same costume, the same, except Joker's is purple.
Yep, wearing Chucks and Tails, are both long and tall.
Yeah.
I believe they, some companies have made an Alfred out of a Joker body.
Oh, I could see that.
Yeah, just put a new hat on.
Yeah.
Because not even like Dr. Doom made the list. What? I'm like, what? Dr. Doom, come on.
Yeah, he's Doom in the top was on five. None of the
because
lists.
Because he's a sci-fi knight. He's awesome.
No, he's Dooms. Unchanged in like 60 years.
That's because it's so perfect.
Yeah, they'll add more details to Mask. I really liked what Jim Lee did with Doom. It wasn't the best run, but when Image bought Fantastic Four.
It was like Heroes Reborn or whatever.
Yeah, Heroes Reborn. His Doom was really great.
What did he look like?
He just altered it slightly, gave it more detail. He gave it more gear so you could kind of see that the jaw piece would move when he talked. And he angled the eyebrows so it was more of a scowl than those flat.
Yeah,
like that's not bad. Squares.
Just to give a little expression.
He looked more menacing.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But he.
And but it's
he
like, that's cool. A costume where it's like, it's really been like the green tunic, the cape, the cloak, and then maybe like some shoulder clasps, depending on who's drawing it.
Yeah.
But that's
I like the
unchanged.
Shoulder clasps.
The one thing, and this is.
It just says regal and crazy.
Yeah.
Definitely.
The one thing, it's actually the only thing I'll credit Greg Land with making like a positive impact on comics is he did Ultimates Doom. Fuck Greg Land.
Don't be.
That guy sucks. Go to art school. He, he went to, he put like fur, because it's an Eastern European nation. Okay. Right, so he had like the cape, but he had like the fur on the shoulder. It's like Game of Thrones, and it looked awesome. He looked badass.
And I think it's very like Eastern European. So
that's what I'm saying.
That culture.
That varies Eastern European. So it's gonna have like this dead wolf on his shoulders.
My only memory of Doctor Doom that Greg Land drew in Ultimate Fantastic Four was he did one cover where he just redrew the Sideshow statue.
Yeah. By redrew, you mean just traced it.
Yeah, but it's a statue, so you can't trace his statue.
You could trace the flat image of a statue.
That's true. But with that, the image where he's sitting in the throne with his fingers tinted, Sideshow made that as a statue.
I almost bought that from 10th Planet.
I almost bought that too, and I was running my blog at the time, and I had a contest. Well, should I buy this Doctor Doom statue, or should I buy a Marshall lamp? And downstairs, you can see the Marshall.
And we know
it was unanimous.
Yeah, wow. Not a lot of Dr. Doom fans. All right, but yeah, good villain
basically
costumes.
Everybody said Dr. Doom statue not loud enough.
That's true. Yeah. It isn't. It doesn't make any sound.
No, he's contemplative.
No, you know, he's pensive. Taskmaster. If y'all know who Taskmaster is.
Yes.
Now we're going to
white,
argue.
Blue, and orange with arrows and shields and swords.
It's awesome. Too much.
With a Doctor Doom cape. He's a little bit of everybody. He's a Doctor Doom hood with a Red Skull face, with Captain America's boots, with everybody's weapons, and then just a bunch of colors.
Three. Like, it's not an original
black,
costume
white, and
idea,
orange.
Though.
It's
like you said, it's a mismatch.
It's a
lot
of pastiche. He's like a super...
It's like Cap's uniform, except... Purple, or I'm sorry, orange instead of red.
With a Red Skull face and Dr. Doom's hood.
And without the stripes.
Yeah, he's like...
It's a great look.
It's an easy figure to make.
Blue and white looks great.
He's like the super adaptoid of human beings.
Kind of. Super adaptoid has a crazy look, though, because he's like...
He's like green.
He's literally just chunks of Avengers costumes like pasted together.
He's like Hawkeye's eyes for no reason.
Yeah, it's like you couldn't put like an H on your forehead or something.
He's like Hawkeye's eyes, and then like
he's got those
Captain
old
America's shitty
wings the Beetle used to have. Those like that don't look like they move or fly at all.
Nope,
those are terrible.
Yes,
they updated him to just be like a clear. He's just like a silver guy. He's
like
Silver
Surfer.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Which. Did that with another Mazo, option too. We thought of. Naked superheroes.
Yes.
Superheroes
don't necessarily have
Silver Surfer, Mystique.
Yep.
Swamp Thing, perfect costume.
Because he's not
perfect
wearing
he's a big monster.
Well, right,
like the Thing. Although the Thing still wears pants.
He does wear pants.
Yeah, the Thing wears pants. Yeah, they tried to give the Thing, like, it's every couple years, depending on who's on the artist, you know, on the book at the time. They're like, all right, Thing's going to wear, like, a tank top now.
I like the tank top.
The tank top's not bad.
There's no place to put a four. He never had a four.
Yeah.
Do you remember that animated series they did?
They
spray painted
a four.
What was up with that?
Oh, that's sad.
I don't know. Why are you defacing your body?
Yeah.
It's like the worst
tattoo
in the world.
But then it's like you're a rock monster. You can't have a tattoo. So it's like it's something he's just like spray paints on and then when it rubs off in a fight.
I'm part of a four.
I'm going to put this back on. And he was wearing like jogging pants.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, that's what Rengo did, which I liked, was he was like, he's not going to have a tank top, but he will have full pants.
He gave him full pants and
boots.
Huge boots, which never makes sense because he's got rocks for feet. So
he's got four toes.
But that's what I'm saying.
Like, he doesn't really need the boots, though.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, if I ordered special size boots and then put cinder blocks in them and then moved them down the street, those boots would shred.
They're unstable molecule boots.
They'd have to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
But also think about how dirty your feet are. You come back from the Savage Land and the Negative Zone. What crap you got in between your toes?
That's true.
That's very true.
Like, and how hard is it for the Thing to clean? Although they constantly draw him in the shower.
They do.
He always has like a bathing cap, and he's like, "What's going on?"
I was gonna say,
why does he need a bathing cap?
You clean rocks with soap?
I'm sure they've got Reed had to invent
bleach.
Unstable soap,
some kind of cleaning agent. But he's probably.
I like to think he just bathes in OxyClean.
He has to. But I would say the thing's probably the most drawn in the shower superhero of all.
I think so.
I feel like Wolverine a couple times, but like overwhelmingly the thing.
The thing.
Maybe Peter Parker, like Peter Parker comes home a lot and he's like, ugh.
I just got my shower.
The crap
kicked out of me by the Sinister Six.
Yeah, I just got out of the sewer. You know what?
The Sinister Six is a great looking group of villains. Vulture is a giant bird man with a fur collar. He looks great. And he's green because, you know, birds are fucking green.
Always.
Electro has a starfish mask with electric bolts.
I think that's perfect, though.
I love that.
You know why I like
that? They went to the tattoo recently, like Scars, like the Mafia Man. I don't like it as much.
I like it because it's like Electro to me is like, this guy should be the most powerful villain on the planet, right? You have a power of electricity, you're made out of energy, but he's such an idiot. So he thinks like, this is a cool costume, but he looks ridiculous.
He's got suspender lightning bolts coming down.
But it's like Kraven. Kraven Hunter's got a great look with like the dead lion fur.
Kraven's
is
fantastic.
Mysterio with the
Mysterio.
I love Mysterio's costume.
It's a great look.
Because we were big talking
goldfish
about
bull head, smoke
just like Mr. Freeze. Mr. Freeze also works too because it's functional, but it's also intimidating, and he's huge with this huge globe on his head.
It's awesome.
I'm a big fan of
the thing I love about
head.
Mr. Freeze is in the animated series, which Mike Mignola designed.
Yeah, I was gonna say Mike Mignola
did a couple of character designs for the Bruce Timm Show, and that's one of them. But he's got this whole dome, and he's wearing goggles.
Yes.
Yeah. Because he has to protect his eyes within the dome, or he can't get his prescription dome.
Right.
And he needs to correct his
vision.
We'll
think like if like something gets into his helmet and gets stuck in his eye,
or like a bee,
he can't get it.
Exactly.
Because he's got a globe on his head.
You know what? I once wore a grommet costume. I used to work on the Museum of Television Radio, and on Children's Day they said you can either lead tour groups or you can wear a big costume, and I was like, I'll wear the big costume.
Yeah.
And I was incredibly hungover. And so they had my friend was Wallace and I was Gromit.
Yeah.
And what I learned in those costumes, unless you have the big ones that have the air conditioning, you start to sweat and you can't touch your face.
Yep, and it's going right in the eye.
It goes right in the eye, and then it's just this amber blindness, and you're just literally blind.
That's like if you. I didn't notice.
Maybe that's what Mr. Freeze is. He's very susceptible to heat.
Yeah,
he can start sweating immediately.
Perspires.
It's
10 degrees outside. I'm sweating.
Yeah,
right.
Because I didn't notice that.
He controls for the temperature, so
yeah.
I think he has to worry about like frost building up on the outside of the dome.
He get like little wipers, little scraper for his. You know, that'd be great.
That'd be awesome.
But that's with speaking of those like big costumes, I never noticed it when I was a kid. You go to like Disney World and you see these, and you don't really notice it, but you get older and then you realize like they can't see shit, and they have handlers like leading them.
That's what we had that was like, the third job you could have. You could just lead the costume guys around, and I'm like, I work here, I know what this place is.
Nope.
And then also kids grab you by the legs and you have this giant stomach because you're a cute roly-poly cartoon character,
right?
And you're just feeling things kind of tapping you
because
you're under all this pad. It's almost like, you know when you're under a comforter and somebody's poking at you?
Or like a cat jumps on you?
Yeah, a cat jumps on you, or just somebody tries to get you awake through the comforter, and you're like, you have this vague feeling that something's happening around you.
It's like peripheral feelings.
Yeah.
Didn't you dress up as like a rabbit or something at Jewel one year? Weren't you like a...
No, I refused.
That's
my one employment. I will not wear a costume unless it's like... I get hired at Universal Studios and get to dress up as Dr. Doom or something.
Yeah.
But I refused. I was a handler for the kid that dressed up as bunny.
That's the difference between you and me. That was a life goal. That was the bucket list. I was like, I always wanted to dress up in a giant furry animal costume.
I do now for like Halloween. I'll create my own costumes, and a lot of them are impeding to my vision or just general.
Yeah, we do it every year. We do like a theme party at my house, and It's always more like form over function. You know, like, it's like, all right, we're going to be Rock'em Sock'em.
Nobody can reach your beer.
Yeah, we're going to be like Rock'em Sock'em robots this year. But I designed them to look good. I didn't design them to function.
To get in the house.
Yeah. So it's like, you can't actually wear these costumes like the whole night.
Well, didn't our friends Carl and Joe, they couldn't even get in the house the one year?
They were Gumby and Pokey.
They were too large.
Would not fit through these doors.
Wow. We have double doors in the studio.
Yeah, and they would not fit through. They have to like bring the costumes in, then get dressed in the living room.
Assemble.
But it's like, they look great, but it's like I said, it's function over form. And that's something about what we're going back to, like superhero costumes, is like capes and all this other stuff. It's not really like functional. You know, it's like there's right. it's more about like what looks good, like drawing or dynamic or something. But it's typically mm-hmm. always less, I think, is more.
Yeah, Batman's the only one where a cape makes sense because he uses it as a parachute.
Yeah,
he uses
protection.
Yeah, he uses it for atmosphere to make himself look larger and to blot out the light.
Nobody, right. I don't think anyone else is using a cape for anything else other than what Batman's doing.
Right. Nope,
no. Nope, I can't think of anybody.
Just to fly behind them. It would make more sense if Magneto's cape was made out of like aluminum.
Yeah.
That he can mold in, but he doesn't. Mm-hmm. It just looks like cloth.
The only one I think has used their cape would be like the Shadow. Like way back.
And it's
the
more like a Batman
used
character.
It for the same thing, for more the atmosphere to intimidate people. It's like
concealing
people.
Weapons and stuff.
Right, and he had, you know, all the guns or whatever. He had extra ammo in his coat. But yeah. Other than that, I can't think of anybody. Because it's the point made in the movie, what's a Disney movie?
The Incredibles. No capes.
Edmund Mullett makes a point of saying no capes, and they show him getting sucked into like propellers.
Yeah,
and like,
everybody
it makes sense, because it's like they look great, they look awesome, and I can name
but
12 superheroes
die.
Right now, but they are not functional to fight. It's like the second somebody gets a hold of that cape, it's
You're
game
done.
Over.
That's why I buy more on villains. It's like Mysterio and Magneto and Doctor Doom. You could have capes because you guys think very highly of yourselves.
Yes.
You don't think like, that cape's going to get caught on anything and you want it to flourish around you. It's
and they have this whole grandiose.
It's an evening gown kind of thought.
Well, it's like the Magneto and Doctor Doom, they're very like regal characters and they're both like royalty and have their own country. So it's like that I'll give it to him. Guys like Mysterio, I think.
But Mysterio's about theatricality.
That's what I'm saying. Right. He's such a theatrical idiot. That, like, this is a guy who should repeatedly get beat up with his own cape and get, like, stuck in it. Me and Carmen actually been talking about doing, like, oh, they should do Mysterio in the Spider-Man movies. But he's not. They're forming, like, the Sinister Six, and they got all these guys, and one of them's Mysterio. And the other guys just, they don't do, like, a demonstration of their powers. They're like, oh, he's got superpowers. Look, he's got a costume, and maybe he does a couple illusions, so they think he has superpowers. And he's just a guy. He's just, like, a regular guy who doesn't know how to fight and just gets the tar beaten out of him. Like, Spider-Man's just like, I thought this guy had superpowers. And, like, punches him, like, through
punches
a window.
Punches too hard and shatters his jaw.
It's like, his, like, breaks his jaw, his globe thing breaks, and he goes, like, flying through a drywall. And it's like, oh, that guy didn't have superpowers? Like, look at the way he was dressed. You know, it's like Mysterio's, like, the one idiot who can't get his shit together.
I feel like Mysterio's never going to be in a movie because the end of every Mysterio... A story is, I used to work in the movies, and movies are bullshit.
Yeah,
it's kind of hard to put a guy in a movie who's saying movies are bullshit.
Right. Well, I think I when they were still doing like the Sam Raimi ones, I was like, Bruce Campbell should be Mysterio.
Yeah,
and he's the same guy in every movie. He knows who Spider-Man is. He's just fucking with him.
Oh, it turns out he was the wrestling announcer.
Like he was the waiter.
Yep, and he was the usher, the snooty usher.
Yeah, this. Yes. And it's like he would have been if it was the same guy, and then he was like, oh, now I'm a super villain, and it's like what.
But that would fit with Mysterio as a character.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It would be perfect.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. You know? Okay,
anything that gives us more Bruce Campbell is a good idea.
Yeah, exactly, right?
But now,
it's like, oh, wait.
No, I was just going to say, when you say less is more,
yeah.
I think we need to talk about female costumes because, no.
Yeah.
That's not I'm sorry. It is not. True. There is no way.
There's a difference between armor and capes and covering your belly button.
There is no way you can go into battle wearing a strapless, like, bustier. And thigh-high stripper boots.
It
I'm sorry.
Make
there's
any
no
sense.
Way. You cannot run. I don't care if you're
okay,
Wonder Woman.
Okay, so tell them your best female costume.
Best female costume. I have issues. I would probably say it'd have to be Batgirl without the heels on
Cassandra
the boots.
Cassandra as Batgirl.
Okay.
Not Barbara Gordon. Although
no.
Barbara Gordon's new 52.
Yeah, I do like Barbara.
Without the heels.
Exactly,
pretty...
without the heels.
She's
using
like functional boots.
And right. you can see it's armor because they like to draw lines on new 52 costumes.
Exactly.
Right.
I think it's... Functionality, I think it would be Batgirl without heeled boots. But and this is so horrible to say, I love Black Canary, but it's not functional. I'm sorry.
At all.
She is wearing a leather jacket and a leotard, basically. Whether or not there's armor in it, I don't care. It doesn't matter. You cannot fight in that. I'm sorry.
And that's like
fishnets. Stockings. Anybody could grab a hold of your stocking and just rip, and you're done.
Yeah, like I could see like Zatanna doing it because she's not really like fighting.
Right, yeah, no, she's a magician.
I think her costume is very well suited to her. I mean,
that's it's like
who
theatrical.
She is. It's very, she's very
but
theatrical.
But I think, like, that's what I'm saying. It's like Power Girl's flying around with a big circle cut out by her breast.
Yeah, so you can see her cleavage.
Exactly.
And she's fighting.
She's like, hey, everybody, I have boobs. See?
And all
look at my boobs.
That's because drawing them bigger than like, head isn't
there
doesn't
was,
communicate that
I,
well
I read
enough.
A rumor, I think it was Wally Wood was drawing Power Girl, and
this is true,
he did it as a bet. Every issue he drew her boobs
bigger and bigger
until the editor would tell him to stop, and the editor never told him to stop, so now she has the biggest boobs
in comics, and it's like an in-joke.
Yeah, and then so they started... They started cutting
out
the window, just so you could see her boob line. Right. Just they call it the boob window.
That's what it's called?
The boob window.
And
the,
you know, I would even like it if that window was plastic, like the girl in Blade Runner. Like, it's not cut open. It's protective material, but it just she can see it.
Because if you're fighting, all you have to do is just reach and pull. And it's like that costume's going to tear or something's going to come out. Do you know what I'm saying?
Game
it's like,
over.
But you know what? I think most guys are too intimidated to reach and pull there.
Probably, oh, because she's got Superman-level strength. She'd break you in half.
Yeah, but there's always the idiots like Electro or Mysterio that would try to do that.
That's what I'm saying. True. She's got to have like a groupie villain who's just like really obsessed with her and then like
stalker
does the snatch.
That's your Power Girl limited series.
See, why didn't Amanda Connor write that?
I don't know.
Oh, somebody, I don't know if it was Amanda Connor, if it was, I apologize because she's wonderful, but somebody wrote a story where Power Girl, they're trying to get like emotional with her and she was just like, I don't know who I am because I'm not Superman's sister or daughter or whatever. And then she's like, I have a hole here because I have a hole in my identity. And it's like, no, you have a hole there because you have giant knockers. Don't tell me it's like this sentimental, I don't know who I am. It's like, you're fucking Power Girl. You don't need tit holes.
Well, see, and that's why I think Batgirl cast works so phenomenally. There's nothing sexual about it. Which there shouldn't be because she's, you know, pretty young. But it's scary. It's intimidating. It's just like Batman. Like, you see that she has no face. I mean, there's nothing there. There's nothing sexual. She's not wearing stripper boots. She's wearing combat boots, basically. And that's why I'd say that is probably my favorite costume because it's not objectifying her in any way. And I don't want to be the feminist about it.
No, but it is.
But I think it's legitimate.
They do. And this is something great that the internet has done. Oh, yeah. And I don't know how to find this out because I don't know anything about it. But I did see this. They do Hawkeye. And it's Hawkeye dressing in all the different women's costumes.
Oh, I found a picture.
You just posted it.
I just posted
on
it.
Facebook.
It's Green Arrow, who I love. Oh, and Black Canary, and they switch costumes, and she's standing there.
She looks so cute.
She looks so cute. She looks so cute. And Ollie's just like, okay, I get it, Pretty Bird. Because he's wearing her costume.
And what's awesome about that is like, he would totally do that.
He would totally
switch costumes for
her.
They're
like the kinky couple.
Oh, yeah.
Totally are.
There's like nothing, everything they're doing on.
That's why I'm
lovely.
So mad at DC right now because they're no longer a couple and it's like that never happened. Yeah. And I hate that. And they were so fantastic.
Yeah.
But I found that. And I'm like, that is, put all the guys in the women's costumes.
And see how ridiculous
it looks.
Right.
And there was an Avengers poster where they had everyone in the Avengers posed like Scarlett Johansson.
Because she's the only one facing away from the camera and it's like her butt hanging out.
Yep. Yeah, her ass.
And that's they had this, they call it the broke back position. It was very big in the 90s of like, girls turned just so you could see their boobs and their butt
at
the
same
angle.
Yeah.
And it was like they were twisted at such an angle that it looked like they had been caught in two trucks.
Guys don't stand like that.
No one stands like that.
They do on the red
carpet. Your
spine
doesn't do it.
Yes, that's true.
Whenever you're posing on the red carpet, all the women do the butt to the camera, but then you turn and look over your shoulder because
it's sexy.
Then you can see both.
That's what the people want.
My favorite female costume is actually also my example of the worst redesign of a female costume ever, which is in the Invisible Woman.
Oh my god.
I love the Fantastic Four costumes where it's just like, I always thought when, especially reading the Kirby stuff, where they're not form fitting. No, they're kind of loose fitting. They look like khaki work suits, and it's like, you're a science team.
Yeah,
you're wearing
that makes sense.
You're wearing overalls.
Yeah,
and you know they're designed to use their powers without tearing them apart.
Yeah, so, and I thought those are great costumes.
Yeah, and she wears flat shoes. She's covered from neck down. Her invisibility power can control her suit, so it doesn't get in her way.
Yeah,
and she still looks womanly. Like they'll usually draw her belt tight.
Yeah,
but she doesn't look like a sex object, and she's also the mom of the Marvel Universe, so she's not objectified. But then in the 90s,
have you guys ever seen this in the 90s?
I actually think it came up in one of the worst costume lists. It's bad. Do they make her like slutty?
They killed off Reed and Doom,
and she like loses
and then
her
she
mind.
Loses her mind,
so she becomes a whore.
She redesigns this costume to like cut out her thighs, like cut out her midriff, and then she cuts. She does a Power Girl. She cuts out the four.
Yes, I did see that.
In the circle so you can see her boobs.
That is horrible.
And it just like, even, I was probably in college age when that happened. And even then, I just felt bad for her. I'm like, you're taking Reed's death way too hard.
Yeah.
You need
like, your brother should sit you down.
That's what I was thinking is like, because at that time she had two kids and her brother fights crime with her. What you're running around half naked. Why does Johnny want to be anywhere near that when she's half naked running around fighting like the mole man who's a little pervert? You know what I mean?
Your team is your husband, your brother, and your husband's best friend.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't want to be sexy for any of those people.
Right.
It's like, who are you trying to be sexy for?
Namor, who's half naked flying around.
And who's trying to get you to get divorced.
Right. Who wants in your pants big time.
Yes.
Yeah, she's got a... I would say my favorite female costume is the new Ms. Marvel Captain Marvel uniform.
I do like that with the lightning flash.
It's like, yeah.
The lightning bolt.
Well, that was her Ms. Marvel uniform, but they changed her to Captain Marvel. So now she's got like a full blue and red bodysuit with the star, and it's got like the buttons on the glove. It's like a military uniform.
Oh, I've seen it.
And it's like the same thing. Head to toe costume, none of this like things hanging out where it's like completely unfunctional. And she's not wearing like high heels. I think she's just wearing like the same thing, like military boots.
As it should be.
You know? But I mean, yeah, that would, to me, that's like the best right now, at least. But it's like, yeah, like Green Arrow. We were talking about Green Arrow. That Neil Adams design with the little cap. That's a great look.
I love it. Like the Robin Hood. The little cap and the goatee. It's just, it's fantastic. Yeah,
and I like the hood that they had for a while. Yes, that was cool.
And you know what?
The cap's great.
I like any hero with facial hair. I feel like too many of them are shaving.
Yeah, thank you.
And it's really Green Arrow and Tony Stark.
And they are amazing in every way.
They're great. That's a great question. That's probably a great topic is Iron Man. Iron Man changes his costume probably
every five years, I'd say.
I'd say every two.
Right.
I mean, even if it's just like a new artist kind of tweaking it.
Yeah.
He wore the red and gold, the classic red and gold. He wore that for like 20 years. Like he went through about five armors between the big gray and then the big gold and then the pointy mask. Once he settled on the red and gold, he wore that from like 1970 to like 1985. And since then, it's been a new armor every couple of years. He's one of the few guys that has a story idea to do it.
That's where to him, he makes sense to keep changing. Mm-hmm. And the thing about Iron Man is, like, you know, recently they try to make it actually look like actual armor.
Right.
It's like the stuff he was wearing in the 70s. It's like, what kind of sleeve is that? Like, what kind of metal is that we can bend his...
Yeah, well, he just looks like a superhero.
Shows off his nice muscles. Yeah.
And that drives me crazy. Bob Layton, who, you know, did one of the best runs of Iron Man ever.
Yeah.
He's always said he hates the new armor because he thinks Iron Man should keep evolving where it gets more and more futuristic.
Yeah.
But I like that it has segments and that it has rivets and bolts because I guess it makes it more believable.
But I like the old classic... just like a gold sleeve, and it's like there's no substance on earth that does that, but it looks awesome.
See, I love it. The Silver Centurion's my favorite, because I think it starts to get to that more functional. It's like a little bulkier. He has a backpack to hold a lot of
shoulder pads. These are the only acceptable shoulder pads.
Yep, those big triangles. Well, they're like Colossus shoulder pads. Those are acceptable.
Nightcrawler
has one of the best costumes ever.
Oh, yeah.
Nightcrawler has a cool look on his own.
Nightcrawler every time was supposed to be a Legion character.
Yes.
And Cockrum was over at DC doing Legion, and they're like, he got fired or moved over to Marvel, and he's like, well, I guess he can be a mutant, and then it was literally the exact same character was supposed to be in the Legion of Superheroes in the 31st
and
century.
It is very Legion of Superheroes kind of look.
It is. But he's like, cool, he's got the three fingers with those cool like gloves with like the circle cut out of him. Like, it's a great look.
Yeah, the crazy thing about Nightcrawler is he's like the Hulk. He has so much of a look to him. He's blue, he's got yellow eyes, he's got a tail, he's got two fingers and two toes on each foot. But if you take him away from that red V uniform, he doesn't look good.
No.
Like when Grant Morrison was doing New X-Men.
They put him in like a leather movie costume.
Yeah, and he didn't look good.
Yeah, that's another one. Those leather costumes they were wearing were awful. Yeah, no. And I get what they were going for, where they were like...
They were trying to do the Bryan Singer movie, but make it a little more dynamic for comics. And they actually learned that it was doing fine in the comics. The merchandising took a nosedive because nobody want to buy Logan in a jacket if you put him in the yellow tiger stripe, which you love. He's like, kids wanted to buy that toy, and so when Joss Whedon came on, Marvel editorial said first thing you have to do,
actually
put him back in costumes, and he actually came up with a good reason.
Yeah, they want to be superheroes, and that's those Cassidy redesigns were awesome because they were like the updated modern version of like classic Cockrum designs. So, like, Cyclops had like the black uniform with like the rivet, like the piping that just kind of followed the design.
Did not like Beast's pants go up to his ribcage.
I thought Beast's suit, I was thinking about this yesterday because I knew we were going to do this. Beast, that costume is awesome because it's an X.
Well, I also, as I said, I don't like the X factors. So I think you put the X on the belt buckle, that's enough.
You're done. Yeah. I thought it was great because he was
like him
furry.
In thing underpants.
And he had gauntlets.
Exactly.
George Perez in the blue underpants. Yeah. That's great, but that Cassidy uniform is awesome.
I don't know.
But it's a great look. They don't need it, though. Some of those bigger guys. Right. Like
Beast,
the thing. All he needs is the trunks. That's it. You're done.
And it's just like he's a giant cat guy, so it's like it's fine for him to walk around half naked. Same thing with the thing. He's a rock monster. As long as he's got his bits and pebbles covered, who cares?
You know, because I think to cover,
you know, I don't know what's down there.
To cover it up takes away from the character.
To keep the mystery alive.
Honestly, I think if Thing was running around naked with his bits and pebbles, every villain would aim for him.
Yeah.
And I don't think it would hurt, though. It's got to be as indestructible as
I was Claw. and I have a sound cannon, and the Hulk and the thing comes at me, and his bits and pebbles are swinging around. That's what I'm aiming my sound
really?
Cannon arm for.
The thing's the guy you want to hit in the junk. You know how mad that would make him?
It might make him tumble. He might just go, "Oh, my Aunt Petunias!" I would take that chance. What are you gonna hit him in his big Oscar the Grouch brow?
Yeah. Oh, Claw's got a great costume.
I love Claw.
So here's the problem: is I wish we had, and this should be like the only visual podcast we should ever do, because I want to be able to like show images of the costumes, because
yeah.
Who knows who Claw? You don't know who Claw is.
No, I don't.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
you know, maybe we could do it on the Blogspot homepage. Maybe we can add
all the costumes pictures, we talk
yeah.
about. Yeah, because Claw's got a great look, and honestly. I would say Steve Ditko probably is one of the best costume designs, because he mm-hmm. did the original Spider-Man, all of his original awesome villains like the Sinister
Electro.
Six. He did Doctor right. Strange.
Yep.
With that
Doctor
long,
Strange is great.
Doctor Strange is another guy. Totally gets away with wearing a cape. He's got the big mm-hmm. hood, and then he's got those leopard print gloves. How awesome is that?
He's stylish right now. Leopard print is so yep. in right
it's
now.
It's totally in right now. But Doctor Strange, oh, this is I either read it in an interview or something with Steve Ditko or my friend Stuart, not the guy who was at the shop, different Stu. He was saying that Steve Ditko had a quote or something. He's like, if you're designing a superhero costume, no matter what part of the superhero is on the panel, you should know exactly who it is. Mm. Which is why, like, he was big on patterns. Like, Mysterio had a grid, Spider-Man right. had webs,
yep.
Doctor Strange had the leopard print. And then I read Marco Djurgovic, who worked in Marvel like 8 years ago and redid Thor's costume with the armor,
the Copiel.
Yeah, the Copiel during that run. And I don't know what happened to Djurgovic. I haven't seen that guy doing comics in like 4 years.
A lot of those guys going to storyboarding, especially with Marvel
and
movies.
He was
so big
in story mode before that. But he did an interview where he was talking about Spider-Man, and he was saying, look, this kid did this costume in, he made this in high school. And I don't care how artistically talented you are, he's not going to take the time to make the space between all the webs the exact same. It should look more like a spider web, which is more chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started drawing him like that, where the webs weren't perfect. They were more like actual spider webs, like a little thinner and a lot more of them, and it looked great. It was awesome looking. But it's like there's little tweaks you can do, and then they have to go back to the originals.
Yeah. Well, the interesting thing when you're talking about Steve Ditko having all these intricate patterns, all I can think of is Dr. Octopus. And I love
it's just a green jumpsuit.
Yeah, I love Dr. Octopus because he just goes, fuck it, I got these arms.
You know what that is?
My arm, he's like, I'm gonna wear a green sweater and green pants. And I hate it when they slim him down, because I'm like,
he's a fat guy.
Fat guy.
He's a big fat scientist. He's not like Blob, but come on.
He shouldn't have muscles.
He has no reason to work out. He's got giant metal arms. I was watching an interview with James Marsden, who played Cyclops in the Bryan Singer X-Men movies.
Yeah.
And he said, he demanded he had a fight scene, and you know, he has a fight scene when they're freeing the
next
from the
two,
cell.
Yeah.
And he said, I gotta have a physical fight scene. He goes, I'm Cyclops. If I could shoot laser beams out of my eyes, I would sit on the couch eating potato chips. I'd be 350 pounds.
Yeah.
He's like, give me a reason to stay in shape.
Right.
And Dr. Octopus has no reason to stay in shape.
Nope. He even gets around by the arms moving.
Yeah,
they walk
around.
But you know what Dr. Octopus is wearing? He's wearing the same uniform the Fantastic Four are.
Yeah, with
it's
no
the
four.
Same uniform
with
no four, and it's green. Yep. It's like the villain's
he
version
has
of that.
The neck collar.
You know who else is wearing that costume? The Mad Thinker. Who's just like, this is the same thing. The guy, his superpower is, I think things.
Yep.
And I have goons do my job. He's just wearing like a baggy tracksuit or something.
I think the reason they do that is because it's easier to draw a baggy tracksuit than it is to draw like a coat and tie.
Yeah.
In the real world, the Mad Thinker, he would just be wearing a suit and tie.
Right.
Or like a sweater.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to draw a tie.
Just give him a plain clothes, like just uniform.
Just draw and a naked like, body and put some folds in it.
Yeah,
there,
he's got gloves.
In a chair. The yeah. Mad Thinker is hilarious.
It's great.
All he does is he just sits around and he goes, all right, if I do this, then you'll do this. If I do this, then you do this. That's what I do, and that keeps me from doing things.
Right, yeah.
Because I'm like, well, if I call this guy, he's going to come up with a reason to say no. I'm not going to call him.
The
Mad Thinker should be bothering
He just ruminates.
He's just totally inside his head.
The greatest thing in the world.
This week. Okay, so this week we're each going to pick our best and worst. I think if you've already said it, you can reiterate it. Because we mentioned a lot of costumes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess I'll go first. My best, I've already mentioned, is the black costume on Spider-Man. I think it's not as goofy, but I like that. It looks like a more grown-up Peter. I think it's, as I said, the eyes are still expressive, so I don't think he's menacing in a Punisher Batman kind of way.
Right. And it looks great silhouetted.
Mm-hmm. He looks great. And the other thing about Spider-Man, it's really his poses that strike. The way he jumps from building to building is like mm-hmm. that Spider-Man, because nobody else moves like that. So it really doesn't matter what colors he has.
Yeah.
I also think it's awesome, that white spider It just pops better than the little black spider in all the webs on the V shape. My worst costume ever is in West Coast Avengers when Wonder Man decides to stop wearing the safari jacket and he wears this green suit with a belt with like a jetpack on the back.
That's like his original.
That is not his original. The original had like sunglasses.
But it was like a green with like weird squiggles.
Yes.
Yeah.
It made no sense. And it was so bad that all the other characters made fun of him.
Yeah.
So, but yet they kept printing it that way. Like, Hawkeye's like, what are you wearing? And in the next issue, he was still in it.
Yeah.
And he was in it for like a year. And it was at a point where I was reading as a kid, I was like, I don't know if I want to read this anymore because he's ugly.
Because his costume's so bad, I want to stop reading this book.
That's the worst ever.
Lisa? Okay. Worst, I have to go with any... It's got to be Nightwing, like Disco Nightwing or Dazzler.
Where, oh, Dazzler's terrible looking.
Dazzler's got a bunch of costumes. None of them are good.
Right. It's just a desperate attempt to reach like the young kids where it's superfluous at that point. You just need the functionality, you know, like the Flash, yeah, where it matches.
But yeah, she shoots laser beams. That's yeah, all.
Right.
You're done. You don't need roller skates, yeah, go-go boots,
and makeup.
And kiss glitter. Makeup.
And an Olivia Newton-John headband when you get to the mid-80s.
Right.
Oh, it's awful. Best costume, I go with Dr. Doom again because I think it's very much who he is. It's very grandiose. And
she just loves Doom.
Well, yeah. but like heroes, I'm thinking just Batman and Superman, something that's so iconic that matches who they are. Batman's been changed throughout the years. So I'm not a big fan of like Tim Sale or, you know, those guys that give him the huge, you know,
the really 12-inch
ears.
Kelly Jones. Yeah, Kelly yeah. Jones.
No, there's several, you know, Batman costumes that work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't need all the pouches. Like, I think, you know, the charcoal or the black costume, even the blue and gray one, I think.
I love the blue and gray.
The Neil Adams, I think.
Just classic.
Yeah, Neil Adams, yeah. I think, is classic. And other guys like Jose Luis Garcia Lopez and yep. Jim Aparo just refined that look. That's always been my Batman.
Yeah.
It's a Super Friends Batman.
Yeah, it's a great look.
I would say for best costume, well, I'm going to do male and female because I separate them because they're not the same.
They're not.
For female, like I already said.
Turning into a Joan Rivers podcast.
Well, that's what I do. No, I would say for best costume, I already said Batgirl Cass. I love it. It's intimidating. It's functional. It looks good. And I think it's very fitting for her character since she started off just not speaking. So why does she need a... And why does anyone need to see her face?
Yeah.
Best for male, I have to go with the not Disco Nightwing, but the blue and black Nightwing.
Yes.
I love it.
Yeah, that's how absolutely. Scott McDaniel.
What about
I love it?
What about Harley Quinn's?
Oh, classic Harley Quinn is the best. I love
that's
it.
That's a Bruce Timm design.
It is.
And it was unchanged until New 52.
Oh, don't even mention the New
and
52.
That new or Arkham Asylum and Arkham City played with it first. They were the first ones to touch it at all. And that was such an animated look. And I didn't think it was going to translate into the DC universe.
They
didn't change it
at
all.
Thing.
And the Dodsons were drawing it when
The trade's back in print. It's great.
Yeah, those issues are worth so much money.
You've got a lot of that, don't you?
Yeah.
It only ran 36 issues. You go on eBay, it's like $200.
But like Harley Quinn had her own book for three years?
It was like 38
that's
issues.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Almost 40, yeah.
I love when characters like that can have their own monthly title and it goes
on. And she's just so hilarious. I mean, I hate the new costume in the New 52, but her in Suicide Squad is fantastic. I mean,
that's gotta be a fun book to write.
It's so hilarious. You can have so much fun with Harley. There's like really no boundaries.
Yeah.
You can say whatever you want with her and it's totally fine.
And just go with it.
It's no big deal. Mm-hmm. I said best costumes. For worst costume, I gotta go with Disco Nightwing for the men. I hate it. I hate it so much. It's terrible to look at. It actually causes...
I'll forgive that till the end of time.
He has Zartan eyes, too. It causes me pain to look at it, because I love Dick so much.
He's always so proud of it, too. Every panel's like, hey, everybody!
Look what I'm wearing again!
I've been wearing this for 4 years, and it never gets old!
They recently, in one of the books I read, they referenced the Disco Nightwing costume, and he still defends it, too. To this day.
That's awesome.
Scott McDaniel drew that. They did a year one story in Nightwing, brought Scott McDaniel back in, Chuck Dixon, and they drew, Scott McDaniel did his version of the disco suit.
Yes.
So terrible. For women, I have to go with Emma Frost.
That doesn't make any sense.
It's the stupidest costume. It's so dumb. It's just, she may as well just be naked.
They've done five different versions of it, and they're all trashy. There's no reason it could stay on in a fight.
No, there is no purpose. There is nothing. They are pasties. Pasties do
not
stay on.
She's not a telekinetic.
No.
That'd be the only way to
Jean Grey could have had that
costume.
Because
double stick tape will only take you so far. But if you start sweating.
That's what I'm saying. If you're going to run around sweating in a fight.
Right.
And they gave her diamond powers. So it's like, now you're like a smooth smoother surface without pores, that is going to fall right off you, sweetheart.
And everyone sees everything that we don't want to see on Emma Frost. So yeah, that's mine.
I would say best costume is Sunfire. Which is like,
cool. It's very 60s.
He's got that great fish mask.
He's like a Godzilla scales. Character.
They actually just brought that him back in Uncanny Avengers. He's probably got the coolest costume because it's so crazy. And then the worst might be, and I've defended this at the store before, but only because Devil's Advocate. Hawkeye, when he came back after the Kree-Skrull War, they thought he died. He came back and he was wearing... like a V thing that like exposed his whole chest.
Oh, was that arms the purple one?
Yeah, and he was wearing a mini skirt.
Ooh.
I do remember that costume.
Yeah, and he came back and immediately hit on like Scarlet Witch. And this is like right when like her and Vision were like starting to knock boots.
His Goliath costume, and you're wearing that shirt now, is also embarrassing.
It is.
Because he's got like Hercules 80s harness. He's got a mask that comes out of his neckline and no shirt.
Shirt. It's just a hot mess.
It's like, yeah, it's kind of like a guy that wears shorts and a long sleeve shirt. There's like,
yeah,
there's something about wearing a mask and no shirt.
It's just not weird. Congruent.
You just don't look cold. You don't look warm. It doesn't help the temperatures.
And then I will give an honorable mention, and I disagree with Tina on this, is anyone who wears white, I always thought, like, that's awesome. Like, a white and green costume I thought was a great design, and the original Marvel's Captain Marvel had green and white, and I'm like, that's a really cool combo.
I think uniform. It comes across very dynamic, and it certainly pops when you're drawing it in the panels.
Yeah.
But just the overall design... is where they falter, like with Emma Frost. Like, white costume on her, it doesn't terrible. Work.
Yeah.
You know, so you have to be very particular.
You need to mix it.
And like, Moon Knight has an all-white costume, but it's constantly in shadow, so it's like, is it gray? Is it white?
Well,
and
if it's white,
how is it
with something?
How is it shadowy?
Like, I think it works as, like, accents, like on Huntress.
Yeah.
When they're not dressing her like a stripper.
Like, Captain Britain's got it where it's, like, the whole, from his, like, mid-chest down, is, like, just white, and he's got, like, big blue buccaneer boots, and that thing looks good. But then when we were doing the costume design for The Magnificent, I wanted him wearing like white pants, and then like the rest of the suit was like purple or blue and red. And I got overruled by like a bunch. We like took it around like, what do you think? And overwhelmingly, everyone's like, white pants are stupid. And those people are all wrong, but they won.
It's like, that's democracy.
That is, exactly. Where I was just like, I'll bow to all these people, but it's like, in my mind, that costume is always going to be wrong.
This has been awesome. As always, you can follow me at Not In My Book. That is the official Twitter handle for the podcast. I'm actually gaining followers for the first time in years.
I keep seeing things on nice. Facebook. It's like,
people are following
this person's
me.
Following Caffeinated Comics. I'm like, I don't know who that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we're getting more Caffeinated Comics likes. And yeah, we're getting people that neither of us know, which is fantastic. So
that's
if you
what
listen
we want.
To the show, give us a like. We really appreciate it. Give us a review on iTunes. It's been a little while since we got a review on iTunes. They're all 5 stars, which are wonderful.
Oh, thank God. But, I'm going to give us a bad review.
Okay, good.
Just to spice it up.
Because, you know, yeah, just to show that it's not rigged.
Right, yeah.
But that's it. Steven?
I'm always at 19 South LaGrange Road in LaGrange, Illinois.
And Lisa Comics. Tina, do you want people to follow you on Facebook?
Twitter? No?
I have a Twitter. My Twitter name is Tina Smash with 2 A's.
That's fantastic.
Perfect.
I'm going to get a Twitter just to follow you on Twitter.
Because I tweet a lot of really funny things. At least I think they're funny.
I follow you on Facebook, and I end up liking way more stuff.
You
and
do.
I'm like,
really
I'm constantly liking everything Tina puts out.
She's putting a lot of good stuff out there, though.
At one point, I was like, this might be getting weird.
My wife's going to see
everything
this.
Everything like, but it was great.
And you know what?
So
I
will have to follow you on Twitter.
Gail Simone has actually tweeted.
Gail Simone has tweeted
Tina.
Me back, and I just want to say I love Gail so much. And she follows me on Twitter, which is amazing.
Gail named the character in Batgirl after Mike Drucker has been on the show.
Oh, you mentioned
Yeah, one of the guys in Nightfall in that team, Bleak Michael. She knows him on Twitter.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
And he's been on the show.
Well, maybe you'll get a character named after you, too.
Maybe. Why don't you ask for one now?
Love you. Please.
Caffeinated Comics is a Not In My Book production.
Take that, meatball!